Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Department Lead Communication Specialist Casey Visser and Communication Specialist Courtney Vanderhart join us on today's program to discuss National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week.
And we are here at the Pella Police Department to talk about National Telecommunicators Week and an opportunity to really highlight the true first responders when it comes to our various emergencies, not only in our community, but across the country. Casey, you and I have known each other a long time now, and you have, since we've, I think, last year on the radio, promoted to lead communications specialist, and your journey continues here at the Pella PD. First of all, let our listeners know about how you got involved in this realm and what it's like to have advanced so far now to be leading this team.
Sure. So I have been now at Pella PD for almost 21 years. So basically my whole career has been spent at Pella PD. And if I would have been asked 20 years ago if I would still be here today, the answer probably would have been no. However, I continue to love my job and I continue to love the community and the people that we work for.
Well, and Courtney, you are new-ish to Pella, but you've been in this realm for a while now. Let our listeners know about your journey in the world of dispatch and communications and how it kind of led you here.
Yeah, so I started in Jasper County about 10 years ago now. And when I started having kids, I went to part-time and then stayed home with them for a while. And Pella PD was hiring for a part-time position. And it kind of worked out perfect. I was wanting to do a little bit more, so I applied and got hired. And then I came here and loved it. So I'm actually going to go full-time here pretty soon. Or no, I just started full-time. Yes. Yeah.
Well, and Casey, obviously the profession itself, the technology has changed and there's so much that, you know, when I look at the dispatch office versus when I first got here 10 years ago to now, there's so much improvements, but there's so much of it that's also still the same. Let our listeners know about what you enjoy about coming to work every day and why this profession has continued to bring you back now for two decades.
Yeah. So as we all know, being a first responder or working at a police department, you never know what's going to happen next. So I think it's the unknown that keeps bringing me back. One minute we can be, I'll use the word quiet, and the next second we're all super busy and working together to complete a task.
Well, and Courtney, there's obviously, I'm sure, some things that you really enjoy about this, being a part of it for a decade, but there's also probably some challenges. You know, so let's start with maybe some of your favorite aspects, similar to Casey. You know, what kind of keeps you coming back to this every single day, knowing even at part-time and now full-time again, that you are really that first response to probably somebody's worst day?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like what Casey was saying, I think I always knew growing up I wanted a job where I could help someone. I don't think I realized how much you could help someone or the impact you can make just being, you know, the person on their side of the phone, but yeah, it's very fulfilling. I love it. I feel like I'm always getting something from it. I feel like it's kind of a rare that you get to go to your job every day and you love it. And that hasn't changed for 10 years. So I feel like I've kind of found where I'm supposed to be in life. And yeah.
And here we are today.
Yeah.
Well, and Casey, you know, part of Telecommunicators Week is to educate the public about, really, as I kind of said a couple times, the true first responder. That's not to say the police and fire and ambulance aren't important. Of course they are, but they need to know where to go. They need to know how to help people. And your job and this your staff's job is to make sure that our police, fire, and ambulance are at the right place as fast as they can be, and you're disseminating that information. It's such a critical part to this whole infrastructure.
Sure. So to kind of mirror what Courtney said, we are the very first voice that someone may hear on their very worst day. And our job is to get, like you said, first responders, fire, EMS, and law enforcement there to the correct place and, most importantly, safely.
Well, and Courtney, what would you say are the most challenging aspects? You've been at this now for a decade. I think there may be some obvious answers to that, but what are the challenges that you think you face daily, knowing that, again, there's negative aspects to the job?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of negatives. I feel like the positives always overcome the negative. For me, I feel like the unknown at the end of the call, when you don't get that closure, that's always been really hard for me. That's probably one of the biggest things I kind of struggle with as a dispatcher.
Casey, similar question. What, you know, you've been at this now for two decades. You know, what are the challenges that you have personally, you know, have to overcome every day? Knowing, again, there's the exciting aspect. Every day is different, but that can also be probably maybe one of the worst aspects, right?
I think the challenge is also similar to what Courtney said. We hear the worst things on people's worst day, and we just need to be that calm on the other end of the line. However, when we hang up, that's not necessarily when our job ends. We still continue to live with what we heard on the other side of the line.
Well, and Courtney, you know, what's cool about Pella, and I've, again, been here for 10 years, is that there is a really strong team here. And I know Casey's going to recognize me here in a second, but for you, what is it like to be integrated here with this group, especially so many different people who have so much different experience from, you know, Marsha as the administrative services manager to some of those who are a little newer to the profession? There's such a good mix here, it seems like, of teamwork.
Yeah, there is. Everybody kind of has like their own little specialty. And for someone new coming in, that was nice being able to train with each person and learn directly from them. And I noticed everybody was so welcoming too with like their knowledge and helping me, even though I had experience. It was intimidating coming in being the new person again. But I feel like I got a lot out of it. I'm still learning every day new stuff. So,
well, and Casey, again, a great group here at the Pella PD, and I know you want to give them some recognition.
So ultimately, Pella PD is fortunate to have a group of 6 communications personnel who come to work every day and are committed to their jobs as first responders for Pella and the surrounding area. And if I could just mention who we have here every day.
Peyton Ruth, Heather Malone, Beth Heilman, Marty Zylstra, Courtney Vanderhart, myself, Casey Visser, and our supervisor, Marsha Slykord.
Once again, that was Casey Visser and Courtney Vanderhart with the Pella Police Department discussing their profession as part of National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcast, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.